The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Vern Bloyd of KOKX Radio in Keokuk and Ray Yost of the Forest City Summit. The first question will come from KOKX's Vern.
Senator Grassley, in recent days, the group ISIS has been causing terror in Syria and in Iraq. What are they going to do about that situation? Yeah.
Well, thanks to both of you for being on this program. I don't think Congress would have acted as quickly as we're going to act today, and the House acted yesterday, if it hadn't been for the beheading of Americans. But now most everybody sees this as it's always been a threat, but nobody takes these threats seriously until it looks like it's going to could affect us here in the homeland, and that's evidence that it could. So before the day's out, the Congress will pass what's called a continuing resolution, which is the bill that allows funding in the next fiscal year so government doesn't shut down. But part of that amendment is some money for training of Middle Eastern people, probably people from Syria more than any other country, but it wouldn't have to be just from Syria, so that we can get people trained to take on the ISIS so Americans don't have to be in the front line. And that's the most immediate one. Now, that's just Congress's participation in it. Most everything else, the president either has authority through law and money to fund it, or else under his constitutional authority as commander-in-chief, what he's doing, he can do on his own. There's some law that affects it, like the War Powers Act of 1973, but he's got pretty liberal leeway to do what he wants to do. Now, he hasn't done some things that has probably encouraged ISA, like it's encouraged Putin in Ukraine, but has led to encouragement when there haven't been consequences for, like, drawing line in the sand, and there's no consequences. That's emboldened our enemies. We've lost credibility with our friends. Now, the president has, in the last week, taken a much stronger position with the authority that he has under the Constitution. If he carries out what he wants to do, then I think it's going to build our credibility and help us defeat ISIS. Then he did need some authority and consequently the legislation I just talked about on this continuing resolution. It's also important for the president to work as hard, get the support of the American people, as it is our friends around the world. Yeah.
Okay. In another international thing, Ukraine has asked for some, you know, more additional military aid. What is your take on that? What could the response be?
Well, by the way, I had a chance to hear President Poroshenko today in the House of Representatives addressing a joint session of Congress, and he did a marvelous job and speaks English so well. And he made a opposite a point of what you just asked me about. He says, you know, we've gotten blankets. He says you can't win a war with blankets, and you can't maintain the peace with blankets. That's all we've basically given up to this point. So more materiel. We don't have to send people there, except maybe to advise or train and stuff like that. But he needs things that will stop Russian tanks, stop Russian airplanes from coming in. It's probably anything you can think of that is military materiel, short of personnel, that he ought to have. And the reason is that I think the United States has some obligation. Of course, now, Russia had the same equal obligation as the United States, and they're just going completely ignoring that, and that is that when Ukraine agreed in 93 to give up nuclear weapons, then countries, United States, England, Russia, I guess even China, some other countries signed an agreement to maintain the territorial integrity of Ukraine. Well, Russia's violating that territorial integrity, and the United States and England is not doing anything to this point to keep our obligations under the Budapest Agreement. So we should, I guess maybe a shorter answer to your question is we ought to carry out our obligations under the Budapest Agreement.
Okay, Senator, of course, the defense is very important to our country. What are some of the other hotspots or some of the other things that the U.S. is working on?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me answer your question this way, that there isn't a lot of work being done. Let me give you a procedural reason for that, and then I'll answer your question. You know, normally in election year, we go to October the 15th. We're going to quit now for the election. It's a sign that Reid feels like a lot of his senators are in trouble, and he wants to get them home campaigning. So we aren't going to do anything for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to be home helping Republicans campaign. I'm going to be working. I'm going to be speaking to official meetings, things like that, that maybe I wouldn't be doing if I had to be in Washington. So what's left undone? We got to pass a 6-year highway bill. Now, what I'm answering for you right now, some of it might be done in lame duck November, December, but if the Republicans would take control of the Senate, I'd say it's more apt to go over to next year. Let me see if I can think of what we call the doctor fix, so doctors aren't cut on Medicare, a 6-year highway bill, because we only extended the existing highway bill to March 31st. We haven't had a budget, even though the law requires a budget every 6 years. No, I mean every year by March. And we Republicans are committed to making sure every year we pass a budget. And then hopefully tax reform some things dealing with patent trolling and things like that. Back to Ray. Oh, one other thing I ought to say to you that I hope gets done before Christmas, because it should have been done months ago, and that's the extenders bill. So things like the wind energy tax credit is extended. The Section 179 that allows businesses and farmers to expense up to $1 million of depreciated material every year. The cellulosic ethanol tax credit and the biodiesel tax credit, just to mention 52 tax provisions that need to be extended.
I want to follow up on the highway bill, 6-year highway bill.
Sure.
What are some things that you think need to be key components of that? Maybe something that's been ignored for a little while, or some key components that you'd see?
Well, it's going to be hard for us to do it, but since you want my opinion, we've got too much government regulation saying how the highway dollars ought to be spent. And I always quote Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma, because he's the authority in this area. He said if we would do away with all the federal restraints on how the states spend the money, the federal tax dollar would go 30% further. So that's what I'd put number one on my agenda. Number two, we ought to spend more money on highways. We've given leeway to the states to spend some of their money on non-highway issues as well. And then let me say it this way. The policy for spending over the next 6 years is out of the Transportation Committee. It's not so much how to spend the money. It's more how do you raise the money other than increasing the gas tax to finance highways. Thank you, Vernon Ray, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.